Don't lift heavy, lift long. A simple jogging workout for girls. This is a two-level workout. The second, more complicated level, where you lift at the gym, is optional. And the simplest explanation for the first part is just slowly jogging with light dumbbells. The boys copy each other. They don't want to stick out. They don't want to be called out or laughed at. What follows is a very tiny description of how to do it right from the start. And we are going to rely on a nice workout program called Couch to 5K. Jogging is good for you every which way. And the only difference between jogging and bodybuilding is progressively heavier weights. You will need dumbbells, which you can get used for a couple of dollars from a local donation store or just use the junk store. You should weigh yourself down from the beginning of the Couch to 5K program, as we are mixing slow jogging with powerful bodybuilding here. Not so light that you can complete the Couch to 5K with more, and absolutely never so heavy that the weights will force you to stop. Jogging with dumbbells is a full-body, well-balanced workout. But if you care for more muscles, you need to do standing dumbbell exercises. These are dangerous to do while jogging, so for bigger muscles, head for a gym. Give yourself a workout that is as intense as jogging, which will probably involve shuffle dancing or just twisting and turning to the beats of music, and start cycling between dumbbell lateral raise, standing dumbbell curls, and overhead shoulder press, giving the different muscle groups time to rest. But this is more of a broad shoulders and large arms and muscles workout rather than a balanced athletic physique. It's the difference between bodybuilders and athletes. And the same rule applies here. Not so light that you can lift more and never so heavy that you must stop. You have to stay in the corridor or the keyhole, giving your body time to adapt to lift heavier. You must pace yourself and never push your body too hard, because then you will be forced to stop, as it won't be able to handle the weight. The heavier you lift, the bigger your muscles will get, though you will begin moving slower. When moving fast, you use up your stored energy reserves faster. Basically, put on new muscles and use up your fat reserves to make them more pronounced. But your muscles will not continue growing larger and larger. They will balance out somewhere in athlete territory, because you are not constantly pushing yourself to lift heavier and then heavier again and then heavier anew. So the thing that boys are doing wrong is not working out for long enough. And because you start with light dumbbell jogging, you very quickly start lifting 3 pounds per hand for an hour. And some weeks down the road go up to 5 and 7.5 pounds. You work out for 1 hour, boys for a minute or two. You will show results weekly, and the boys will show results yearly. In their defense, they do fall into a trap, because your first time, even if you work out wrong, you get muscle. It's just the fact that you're going from couch to the gym. So they just continue doing it wrong in hopes of more muscle, just like it happened the first time. But because they start in the middle of the rack to show off, they can never lift for long enough to eventually get to lifting heavier, and thus, they corner themselves. Since you start in the beginning and lift for an hour, your body slowly adapts to 3 pounds per hand, 5 pounds, 7.5 pounds, 10 pounds, and so on. You give your body a good signal and time to adapt, and you don't get cut off. Growing larger muscles just about the same week that you go up in weight. Afterward, please note that this text or audio comes with a link to a Couch to 5K podcast that you can download to your phone as plain old MP3 files. The podcast features a trainer telling you when to walk, when to stop, and when to cool down, slowly eliminating your rest periods until you are slowly jogging non-stop. Carly won't tell you to bring light dumbbells along. That is my advice. Please remember to test every week or so if you have adapted by checking if you can slowly jog with the next weight up. Be sure to move by 2.5 pounds max per hand. Never go up by 5, as that is way too heavy.